I'm going to start off with rapid fire because I got to break the ice. So first question, would you rather disassociate or embrace? I'm keeping it vague. So in any given situation.
What a question. I think my go-to is disassociate.
Okay.
I don't want to be here.
Mood and same. Mood and same. An optimist, a realist, or a pessimist?
It fuels my everyday life, so, but it keeps me prepared.
I also feel that. Live, laugh, love. And then maybe I can kind of guess your answer based off of your last one, but plan ahead or go with the flow?
I'm always planning ahead.
Okay.
I like to plan out like 6 months ahead.
Exactly, exactly. Why not have 3 different types of planners that all say the same thing, but they're different formats?
Exactly.
So you need to know what's going on. See, we're not the crazy ones. We're just hashtag prepared. But thank you so much for letting me interview today. So of course, as per season one, just gonna go through some questions. Let us get to know you, your journey. You know, I know you as Beth, but how did you get here? You know, you're in your first job, et cetera, et cetera. As per like everybody I interviewed on this podcast, we also went to Seton Hall University. So,
unfortunately,
listen, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better in the school pride era. We are still on the least happy students list, so
I'm single-handedly feeling that.
I honestly, I understand. The last time, no, the one and only time, the alumni club, whatever, where they have students call you to be like, do you want to donate money? I literally answered and I put myself on mute, and like for 3 minutes I let this kid go, hello? Hello? And he was persistent. Like, he was not like, oh no, didn't get an answer. He just kept going. So I hung up on him to put him out of his misery. But yeah, that's my little blurb of the day. But yeah, so let us know, what was your major? When did you graduate? I know you have 2 degrees. So let us know what's going on.
Yes. So I graduated bachelor's in public relations with a minor in graphic design and advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And then I graduated in May 2022 with my master's in public relations.
So you're also a pandemic graduate. But
unfortunately,
you guys
are not a pandemic graduate.
Right.
Not a graduation.
Okay. Yeah. Ours just came 1 year later. Sadly.
Yeah.
And awkwardly. Love that.
I'm so sorry.
Honestly, I'm surprised we got a graduation. I did see, cause what, we also graduated, like, spring of 2021. But, like, seeing people fall 2021, like, summer, I don't know, you would have had to pay me to come back. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's a stretch, like.
Do you know how awkward it is, like, taking off work? And when you have a team where they talk about everything, you're just like,
no, stop. That was like, for my master's graduation, I had to take off work to go to my graduation. Like, it's like a flex, but it's also not a flex.
Exactly, because when you're working with upper 20 to 30-year-olds, and you're like, yeah, so I kind of have to go graduate.
Yeah,
you feel like a child.
For my master's, so
that's true.
I don't think anybody else on my job, unless I'm mistaken, has a master's.
If agency life, probably not.
Not?
That field is the epitome of I'm not getting my master's unless I absolutely need to. And I could be wrong, but I have yet to see otherwise. So what, when you graduated, you went to school for PR, then you got your master's in PR. Were you always like, yes, Olivia Pope buys, I'm saving the world? Or was it more like, I always base off my ideation of like New York City, whatever, on like Devil Wears Prada, like the bold type? Or were you like, I'm going to be stomping these yards, saving celebrities from fires, or I don't know, maybe you're like, wow, nonprofit, I'm gonna save the world, you know, like, how are you, like, public relations? Yes.
Yeah, so actually didn't even come into school like doing public relations. I came in doing biology because I wanted to be
God, I do remember this.
Yeah, I was on like the biology to change your major second semester pipeline. So that was me. I did like one chemistry course and I walked out crying the first day of school. And I said, absolutely not. Like, I don't want to be like this. It's like
no.
A pandemic coming. So I was just like, not going to be a healthcare worker.
Listen, shout out to the healthcare workers, but if we're being so honest, like, if I can't even freaking pass a general chem, intro to chem, like,
you don't want me
testing your blood, pee, saliva, etc., etc.
I'm just gonna say fuck you like I did with my major. I'm just gonna say, I don't fucking do it.
Right.
Sorry.
And then you'll be Elizabeth Holmes, a la Theranos, and... you would have grown boss a little too close to the sun.
Right.
So yeah, you said bio, absolutely not.
Yeah, and I kind of just like, I don't know, like I don't even, honestly, it was like a fever dream. I can't remember how I got to public relations. It's like I spun a wheel and I was like, that one, public relations, that sounds not? Right for me because I like to talk. So every time someone asks me, why did you choose public relations? That's literally what I said. And then everybody's like, so you're going to be Olivia Pope? And I was like, I guess so. Like,
right.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to, like, get a degree in, like, 3.5 years, so.
And that's what you did. So at any point, were you like, okay, public relations? Or are you just like, I'm here for the degree, I'm here to be a graduate, and, like, we'll go from there?
I think it started as, like, I feel like I was, like, a late public relations bloomer. Mm-hmm. There was, like, public relations at CN Hall. It was, like, a very small, like, cohort. So there was just, like, I guess it had, like, its own, like, subculture at CN Hall. And because I came in, like, a semester late, mm-hmm. I didn't, like, really understand it. So I feel like everybody had it clicked in their head, like, what public relations was.
Gotcha.
Like, what they were doing. I didn't know what the fuck it was. I didn't know what I was doing. And so everybody's like getting internships and all that. And I'm like, just going. I feel like that's the only like time that I was like going with the flow. Where I was just like, cool, public relations.
Right.
I'm gonna get my degree in like 3.5 years. But eventually, I would say like a couple years in, it clicked that I was like, oh, like I should get like an internship. I'm like, what the fuck? PR professional actually does.
Right.
You know, in them CN Hall classes, they don't tell you what actually be going down in the job.
Absolutely so not. Theory. Because the way, for real, because the way, the only marketing class I, like, first of all, marketing was pushing it. Having marketing as a major was really pushing it. But when you go like, okay, what are like different types of marketing, advertising, why is the only class on the course list print advertising?
Outdated.
In the years of 2016 to 2020, and no shade to print, I love a good magazine, I love a good newspaper, it is killing the trees, but internet apps, hello, like it was outdated. You are correct, absolutely outdated. So eventually, you said, okay, we're figuring out public relations. It's making sense. It's kind of clicking. And then you said, let me just do grad school. Why not?
I did. Because the only reason I did it was because I feel like CN Hall, like, woos me with, like, their perks. So it's, like...
Absolutely.
Like, graphic design or, like, free Mac. I said, I will get a free Mac.
Listen, absolutely.
I didn't really want to do, like, graphic design. And, like, someone asked me,
exactly.
I wanted the
back. Exactly. Listen, nobody was checking, and no offense, the marketing for the, what is that, the comm school, like, no, that, all those classes are in the basement of Fahey Hall, down some stairs that are barely, like, ADA, honestly, they're not ADA accessible, let alone, like, you being an able-bodied person. One wrong step, you're tumbling down, and, like,
they
it's over.
life.
You're right. They did. It was slow. But yeah, anytime people were like, oh my God, how do you have a Mac? I was like, well, right. You know, I'm a graphic design minor.
Right. I had to like acquire some type of privilege in Hollywood.
Like, exactly. How are we going to be elitists in our own community?
Right. Right. Exactly.
Slight flex. Just saying.
Yeah.
So Right. Back to the grad school of it all.
So I was like, am I advisor meeting? And anyway, it's still like, fuck advisors.
they don't advise.
Right. But they did advise me. They were like, you know, you can get like a master's degree in PR. Like, it's a three. It's a, they don't even know. They just call it an accelerated. You know, like 3+2 tribe or like 4+1 tribe or whatever.
They said.
Like, accelerated.
Which one?
So what I did exactly that. I figured it out and I fought tooth and nail for my classes to like count. So I took like grad classes while I was in undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
So they counted as like my, I don't even know what they're called anymore. Like their
elective. Yeah.
Electives. So like my grad classes counted as my undergrad electives, and so that's what accelerated me to have like only a year left.
Got you.
For grad school.
No, so. I do agree on the whole, fighting for your course thing. Because I think maybe this is also a fever dream. I think at one point I was like, should I get a master's? Obviously, I did not. But at one point it was like, okay, if I'm actually going to figure this out. Same thing with, business school. They were like, oh, take your grad classes here. Yeah. Your undergrad tuition still counts towards them. But then you take a walk over to freaking registrar, and they're baseball. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, in the pamphlet it says
that.
I can take...
the same guy that I would always be fighting with, too. The same guy. I felt so bad for him, but I have, permanent beef with him. Yeah, every time I walk up in the financial aid office, they was like, yeah, we don't know what you're talking about. Here's a $30,000 bill.
Exactly. Like, what do you mean you don't know what you're talking about? Your colleague under the business of Seattle University told me I can take this grad class and it'll be waived or like under my undergrad tuition. So why don't you know that? Why am I the first one to like deliver this information?
Yeah, they don't know anything.
That really just triggered me because it doesn't make sense. Anyway, anywho, moving on. So because you were able to take your grad classes at the same time of undergrad, was it like, okay, going to your classes at like 12 o'clock in the afternoon and then, you know, here's my 6 o'clock class with fellow
no, for real. I was like,
parents.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I remember I was doing a group project one time in grad for like one of my grad classes. Mm-hmm. And the bitch said, I'm married. I was like, you're married.
Right.
And you're like 30, 40.
Right.
Married,
here we are.
On campus,
at the same time.
Like,
you really forget that like older people exist at college until you're in like a night class. And you're like, oh, this is.
But then I also wonder, like, why the fuck are you coming back to college like in your 30s or 40s? Like, I would never. Like, sometimes I have like these little bursts of like, oh, I miss college. But.
Right.
Then I think of like being in college.
No.
You're a 40-year-old, and it just gives me the ick.
Like, imagine, here I am, I have my 9 to 5, 9 to 6, and I'm like, okay, guys, gotta go to class, gotta go write my essay. Like, I already I had motivation. I was gonna get things done. But at a certain point, it was like, okay, but at what cost? Like, senior year? I made it to graduation. Was I crawling there? Maybe. Motivation? Little to none. So, like, to have a household to run, children to take care of?
Right.
Claps to you. Because the way I simply... No. I can't. Listen, you did it. You're done. And that's why people say, do it all before life hits you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Yeah, I think that's why I did, like, my master's degree, like, back-to-back. So I was like, if I want a master's degree, I'm going to do it, like, right now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they were just, like, presenting a, like, opportunity. So, like,
right.
Might as well.
So,
back for it.
Right. So then when you were taking like grad versus undergrad, were you like, wow, people who care about, like, did you feel like a difference in your class? Because I feel like that's the facade, right? Like, oh, you're taking classes that you want to, or like that have to do with maybe whatever you're pursuing. But like, is that actually the case? Or is it just like those moments where it's more like you know?
Yeah, I feel like, to be honest, because so I started taking the grad classes like my third and fourth year of PR, so like an undergrad, I had already started getting into like more like concentrated PR classes, and then I looked at my grad classes, and it was like the exact same information. Like, nothing was changing, and it doesn't help that like the comm department literally has like one fucking professor.
No.
So, which I was, it's like, I was like, okay, see you at 9 a.m., I'll see you again at 6
Right.
Like the exact same information. But to be honest, like, until I got to, like, my thesis classes, everything felt, like, kind of introductory and, like,
interesting.
Which is, like, I was like, thank God I got that degree for free, because if I paid.
Could you imagine?
I would be upset. Because it was literally, no. Like, the same information. And a lot of people felt the same way as me. Like, because I thought it was just, like, me, like, being a smart ass. Like,
yeah.
I was like, maybe I'm just, like, elite, and like, I'm just, like, really smart.
Exactly.
And then I, like, talk to somebody, and they're like, no, yeah, it's, like, the same information. So, I don't know.
That's,
I don't know what's their deal.
Absolutely absurd. Because the whole point of graduate classes is, like, if you don't have a basis, like, if this is your first time in the field, you're going to get that intro class, whatever. But for somebody who went through 3 years of intro classes, 2.5, and then you're doing it again when you're supposed, like, a master, you're supposed to be a master at it, but we're just repeating the same thing.
Yeah, it was, like, a weird mix. Like, to a certain extent, I can understand it, because the people who felt that way, who felt the same way as me, were also in, like, the accelerated program.
Okay.
But then you would have people who came, like, never went to Seton Hall in their life, never took a PR course in their life, and they're like, this is brand new information to me. And I'm like,
damn,
how many times am I gonna like fucking learn about what a press release is?
Meanwhile, my experience with the press release is going on Google and copying the format. So at least you learned something.
Oh my gosh.
But no, that's actually, let's add that to the list of complaints to Seton Hall. No, thank you. So then, what is a thesis, like, what's getting ready for your thesis like? Because, you know, I know nothing, so.
I was miserable. I was miserable. So, basically, like, they, like, they make you take these other classes, like, communications research, where you, like, learn how to, like, properly research, like, a scholar. And then you take, like, so you split up into two classes. So you take thesis one and thesis two. And let me tell you, like, that shit was hard. One, because it was on a Saturday. Like, thesis class are on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Yeah, it was rough. And I remember one of them fell on my birthday. Miserable. But they make you take these thesis classes, and basically you're just writing, like, this 60 to 80 page document of, like, your original research in the field.
Okay.
It was pretty miserable. I would say that's the only thing that I, like, I guess appreciated that felt, like, challenging in the program. So I guess I appreciated it, because I love a good challenge.
Right. So was it essentially, like, maybe the first half you're kind of, like, learning how to research or, like, cite or something? And then the second half, you're, like, getting more of that time to, like, actually, like, type your thesis? Or are you
so,
just...
Like, the first half you take in the fall semester, you... So, like, in previous classes, unrelated to, like, the thesis class, you already learned how to research and all that. So if you didn't catch it the first time, good luck, because in, like, the first half of your thesis classes, you basically get introduced, you... First of all, the classes start in the summer, bitch, and they run into the fall. So
6 hours every Saturday for.
So we didn't meet during the summer, but like we had assignments during the summer where it was like you have this for the first day of classes.
Good
so
lord.
You have to have like your first chapter already, like not your first chapter, but like your second chapter, which is basically like you researching everything in your field that you're researching. Like what is out there, and then you find like what's missing and like contribute to that. And then in the first half, you basically lay out like how am I going to research this? And then in the second half, you go research it and then
write it.
Like analyze your data and then you conclude.
That
it's a lot more complicated than that, but
right.
That's in a nutshell.
That's so interesting. So can I ask what you wrote your thesis on?
Yes, it was on some bullshit.
Cause you know people love to be like
let me stop.
Okay.
Let me stop. Give myself some credit. So I had written, so I feel like kind of a cop out because it was during the pandemic. But I had written about how higher education like institutions handled COVID from like a public relations perspective.
Ooh, tea. Okay, not a cop out because listen, I bet you whatever exactly it. As a student living in it, as somebody in the field, no. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, but I was smart about it because I had written generally about like how higher education handled like crises like throughout my entire grad school career, so I was able to just like
and you know
a bunch of that stuff
coming
just, like,
from
thesis,
and coming from Seton Hall
like, exactly.
We have many a crisis
that, like, gather all the crisis
that is so unfortunate child that is so unfortunate that you just have once again from your own lived experience a whole plethora of knowledge. You can be like, oh yeah, there's that one time there's this and there's that other time there was that. Yeah.
Noted.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like deliver your thesis to like the doorstep of President's Hall. Be like, somebody in here should read this. Learn from. Yeah. Wow. Good for you though. You did it.
Yeah. I did it. And then you have to defend your thesis. So like I had to defend it in front of like a bunch of people.
Okay.
Which was nerve wracking, but I did surprisingly very well in that portion. So
was it is it pretty much like a reiteration of what you wrote, but now it's just like your talking points on it? Or are they like asking you questions relevant to?
So you give like a presentation, it's like 10 minutes of like your thesis, what did you research, your findings, blah 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 blah. And then they grill you for like 10 to 15 minutes.
Love that.
Trying to find like where you went wrong.
No.
Like, you know, it's basically like trying to see if like you know your research as well as you think you do.
Got you.
And like they just grill you.
Okay.
And baby, I answered every single one of their questions, so you're not gonna catch me.
As you should.
Streaks.
Right.
Never does.
From an academic setting, but also my anxiety, I'm going to think of every question you could ask me, and I'm going to have an answer as to why your question is stupid. And that's it.
Basically.
Wow. So, but, so, right, because then you get a, at my knowledge, you pass, no, you pass, fail?
Yes, a pass or fail.
Got you.
Yes, a pass or fail class.
Did anybody fail that you know of?
So, this is basically like they use scare tactics like throughout the classes.
No.
So basically like if they know you're like so they their job is like keep you on track like gradually. And if you don't, you're like put into this group of like thesis continuation. Which it basically just means like that you're not graduating on time and we're trying to let you down gently.
Oh, so they're telling you before you make it all the way to the end.
Yeah, they don't let you make it all the way just to tell you like sorry, you failed. So
that's nice.
Basically, like, if you wasn't at the final presentation, you got held back. They pulled you to the side quietly.
It was understood.
Don't show up.
Wow. Oh my god. That's a new level of academic anxiety I would not have expected to have. Well, good luck to those people. Hope they passed.
I hope so too. I know there were like, I don't remember who exactly, but there were definitely like some people that I like, they're like missing. And I was just like,
right.
It's not me though.
Noted. Yeah. Right. Good luck to you. I'll be over here winning and wishing you win in your future. Right. Oh my God. Okay. So after that harrowing work, you did your thesis, you defended it, you passed. Now I was like, okay, time for a job.
I actually had already started my full-time job.
Oh, like, period.
Grad school.
Period.
Yeah. How? So I also had to take off work to like go defend my thesis.
Be like,
I'm sorry, like, I had to take this Friday off so that I could prepare for Saturday.
And then after that, I will be graduating. So just letting you guys know what the deal is right now. Oh my gosh. Okay. So then how did you find your first job while you were also in grad school? Did you go on LinkedIn? Were you kind of just like stalking people? Maybe you went on like websites and was like, oh, they're looking for this person. Okay, bet. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like what resources did you find helpful? Because sometimes not all of them are.
It wasn't the Career Center.
Absolutely not, love. Mm-mm.
But I was like applying to like a billion jobs a day on LinkedIn, as every fresh graduate does.
Right.
And I wasn't hearing back from anybody. Like, well, or the people I did hear back from, they would like ghost me like after the first interview or whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was up with that. People love ghosting and like the job process.
They really do.
It was so frustrating. But I remember like something like had clicked in my mind. But I had applied to a summer internship like the summer beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And this agency really liked me, like, and but then they were like, you know, in full transparency, like, we hired like a previous intern of ours, so we're not taking out any other interns. But, you know, like, keep in contact for like,
right,
future opportunities, whatever. And I saw that they were hiring like randomly one day on LinkedIn, and I was like, why does that like name look so familiar?
You completely forgot.
And I was like, let me go to my email. And I saw it was like her, and I was just like, say less.
Bet.
I typed up that email so quick. And she was like, great, like, I'll send you for an interview. And, you know, I went through the interview. I think I had two rounds of interviews and the writing assessments. We're not going to talk about how much anxiety these writing assessments give me. I hate them so much.
Was this agency PR agency or, like, digital media?
I guess it's classified as, like, a digital marketing agency because they do, like, everything. They do PR, they do social media.
Okay.
They do, like,
so from this SEO, for this specific position, you had to do the writing assignment.
Yeah, so.
Oof,
but
okay.
Industry, they don't have, like, specific, like, roles for like social media, everything.
It's
like
the open, yeah.
Combined.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do. It was basically like, I don't know if in your agency you pitch to like media, but it was basically like writing a pitch to like a media contact.
Interesting.
And a press release, yeah.
As you approach 1 year, and I mean, you pretty much said it. Like your job gives you unlimited PTO. You feel like you're like in this really, you know, good spot. Considering you're, you know, out of college, 2 degrees, making money, etc. Like, mm-hmm. How has, pandemic included, like, how has this, like, affected your mental health?
I think leaving, like, once I graduated college, there was, like, this huge weight, like, lifted off my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is, like, the leaving CN Hall effect. Like, I didn't, like, I knew, like, when I was at CN Hall, like, I knew that I hated it there, and I knew that my mental health was bad, and blah, 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 but I never truly realized how much it was really weighing down on me, mm-hmm. as a person until I left, and I was so much happier. Like, you could ask anybody around me, like, I, like, instantly got so much happier,
mm-hmm.
like, I was really thriving, like, when I moved out. Like, I quit my RA job prematurely, like, before the semester even finished, and I moved out.
Because you were ready.
I can't wait any longer. I have the money now. Like, I could do it now. And mm-hmm. I'm just, like, I'm not going to, like, wait around for, like, imaginary, like, deadlines.
Right.
To, like, make myself happy.
Right.
So that's what I did.
That's good.
And there's nothing else I could say except that I am doing a lot better than I was during college, which I feel like for a lot of people it's, like, reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, I entered corporate America and now I'm sad.
Right.
But well with, like, everything they provide for me, I've been able to, like, take time for myself.
Right.
Or, like, step away from my computer when I need it or whatever it may be.
Exactly.
And I'm not stressed. Like, honestly, like, not stressed.
Oh, my account, honey, until 7. Was I getting my overtime? Yes. But I was still 7:30. You know, I'm my friend, like, I'm really not trying to make plans, because the one minute you're like, I want to log F at this time, it's like, oh, here's 5 fires and we need your help to put them out.
Yeah.
So I'm now in this period of reclaiming after 6 o'clock. Damn it.
I don't know if, like, after 5 p.m. hangout is for me, mm-hmm. but I honest. Just know-
Yeah. No, even, I will say, yeah, let me clarify. When I say after 6 o'clock, getting food, yes. Getting a little treat, absolutely. Sitting on the couch watching TV, yes. You could do all yeah. that. Physically, like, going out, play, yeah, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. But Beth, thank you for your...
It was so much fun. I feel like I would talk to somebody forever.
Like, conversation. I'm so glad you have fun. I really love this conversation. Love walking down Misery Road. Love that for us. But also, like,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of college and post-college is, like, one big question mark. And why yeah. does it have to be if it doesn't need to be?
You're right. Trying to turn the question marks to an exclamation mark.
Precisely. And, you know, TikTok doesn't give us all the answers sometimes, because... what is a soft life? What is a... If I see one more girl with a standing desk, I might lose it. If I see one more...
Should I get a treadmill
and a standing desk so I can get... And in my head, I'm like, Kimani, I hit my rings on my Apple Watch anyway. I think we're good. I think...
We need to get a grip.
You know? Like, there goes yeah. capitalism again. There goes yeah. FOMO.
Someone had, like, swiped up... I'm not gonna say who, but, like, someone swiped up on my DM. They're like, I love this soft life for you. And I appreciate it, because I'm like, I think it's the aura. They're like, I'm living a soft life, you know?
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to be that person. It's like, soft life. You know?
But also, like, what is a soft life? I just really don't understand. Because at sometimes...
I don't know.
Because, don't know. Like, is it a direct, not comparison, but is it like the complete juxtaposition of like grind culture, like grind, 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 work hard, but instead I'm gonna have a soft life? Because even then, like, I don't know, some days I do want to girl boss a little bit, and then other days I'm just simply
yeah, fix it up.
Exactly, I'm not gonna do anything. But that doesn't mean I'm committing to like either one full time.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know,
just like, what is clean girl aesthetic? I need a social media person to be like, what are these? And being people who like work in media, like, how far away are we until like this gets implemented some way in form and like client yeah. work, you know? Like, how far yeah, away are we?
My clients are not gonna be like, I want like the aesthetic of like the soft, clean girl on their TikTok. I'm pray to God they don't say that.
Could you imagine?
I'm gonna look at them and be like,
It's a little bit out of our scope. It's a little bit out of trend. It's a little bit gimmicky. I'm so sorry. Sorry, but not sorry. Let's be honest. Child. Anyway. But Beth, thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for chatting. I hope you have a great night.
You too.
And keep being happy. Keep setting boundaries. Because work-life balance. Keep live, laugh, loving. Touch some sun when you feel like it, okay?
I'll try.
All right. Bye.